give God glory in their house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, choir, tell him. Sing it for me now.
Jesus is real to me.
Nothing too hard for my God to do. Every storm that I face, he's carried me through. When I'm down and out, he lifts me up. I know that he'll be there to help me. Just talk to my tears, he helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny. He's always right there, he's always gonna help me. And no other, yeah, good. I know that he's real.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet, known as Sister Poochie, and we're here for another afternoon to praise and worship that great I Am and our Lord and Savior Christ. You were just listening to Jeff Wilford and the Volunteer Mass Choir with Jesus is Real. If you are an artist out there and you want to get your work heard on this platform, is absolutely free. It's part of our mission. All you have to do is email the ministry, jhomorg1@gmail.com. Send your work, your MP3 file, a WAV file. Teresa will review it, let you know when you're going to be heard on the show. It is that simple. We're here to support and promote you as we glorify God, because you are one of his precious creations. We all are. Everybody, today we're going to be talking about freedom in Christianity. Freedom in Christianity. Spiritual sessions with Pastor McCarty. That's freedom when it comes to being a Christian. We're free from bondage. We're free from despair. We're free from all those traps in the world. But what happens is we got our freedom papers when we accepted Christ and we refuse to accept the freedom. We keep ourselves in bondage. We keep ourselves under a veil. In the Old Testament, when Moses came down with the commandments and the book of the law, that in the old covenant, the old agreement God had with his people. It was written on stone, and the wages of sin was death, and it was to the letter of the law, and that was it. God saw how terrible of that was going for his children who kept falling and falling and falling. So he sent his son. It's a new covenant, a new agreement. And under that agreement comes absolute freedom. If you want, let's go to the Bible. Go to our website first, jhom.org, and download the free smartphone app as you're looking around there finding out about us. Download that free smartphone app. On there is a full-length Bible. You will have the Word of God in your pocket. It's audible. So if you can't read English, it will dictate to you. But it's so important for us to be able to combat the enemy with the Word of God. That's how Jesus did it, and that's how we have to do it. So go grab your Bibles. Get them. And we're going to dive into why we're here. And it's about this freedom with Christianity. We're going to be coming from 2 Corinthians, the third chapter. And we're going to go through the whole third chapter. I'm going to be reading from the Amplified Version. And let's go. I read in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you have your Bible. Let's follow along. Are we starting to commend ourselves again? Or do we need, like some false teachers, letters or recommendations to you or from you? No. You are a letter of recommendation. Written in our hearts, recognized and read by everyone, you show that you are a letter from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Such is the confidence and steadfast reliance and absolute trust that we have through Christ towards God. Not that we are significantly qualified in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our significance and qualifications come from God. He has qualified us, making us significant as ministers of a new covenant of salvation through Christ. Not of the letter of the written code, but of the Spirit. For the letter of the law kills by revealing sin and demanding obedience. But the Spirit gives life. Now, if the ministry of death engraved in letters on stone, the covenant of the law which led to death because of sin, came from such joy and splendor that the Israelites were not able to look steadily at the face of Moses because of his glory, because of his brilliance. That brilliance was fading. How will the ministry of the Spirit, the new covenant, which allows us to be Spirit-filled, fail to be even more glorious and splendored? For if the ministry that brings condemnation has glory, which is the old covenant, the law, how much more does glory overflow in the ministry that brings righteousness, which is the new covenant, which delivers us from free of guilt and sets us apart from God for God's special purpose? Indeed, we had glory, which was the law. In this case, no longer has glory, because the glory that surpasses it, which is the gospel of Christ, it surpasses it. For if the law, which fades away, came with glory, how much more, much more must the gospel of Christ, which remains and is permanent, abide in glory and splendor? Since we have such a glorious hope and confident expectation, we speak with great courage. And we are not like Moses, who used to put a veil over his face so the Israelites could not gaze at the end of the glory which was fading away. But in fact, their minds were hardened, for they had lost the ability to understand. For until this very day, at the reading of the Old Covenant, the same veil remained unlifted because it only was removed in Christ. But to this day, whenever Moses is read, a veil of blindness lies over the heart. But whenever a person turns in repentance and in faith to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, emancipation from bondage, true freedom. And we all, with unveiled faces, continually seeing as a mirror the glory of the Lord, are progressively being transformed into His image from glory to glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Everybody, let the church, the believers of Christ, say amen. I want you to understand the last part. Everything was really self-explanatory. But the last part here, that the people were hardened because the glory was fading. What they're talking about is when you see God, it is just like, you know how it is, glorified. You can't gaze upon it. And so what happens is we look away, then we get lost. Christ is permanent glory, something, the light we can always see, the light we can gaze upon. So that is what the loss of the ability to understand, that the only way the veil could be lifted was through Christ. And that's why they couldn't, that's why the glory was fading. They Christ is the key, and He's the key to our freedom. So as Christians, have confidence in that freedom. Know the story. Know why Christ is here. And God is looking for us to start doing, not just learning. We have to get off of spiritual milk and eat solid food and start doing what God said so we can get every blessing that's due on us here on earth. Heaven on earth exists in obedience with God. And God said, believe in my son. All right? Believe in my son. All right, I want everyone to pray to the Holy Spirit. Pray to the Holy Spirit for understanding and pray to God for wisdom. He said, whoever wants wisdom, he surely should give it. My mother told me to pray for wisdom ever since I was a little girl. And sometimes I'm like, how do I know this stuff? Well, she used to read the Bible to me instead of any children's books. All right. If you put it in your children, you know, believe me, when they grow old, they won't depart from the word. I'm a living witness. All right, everybody. You know, there's a lot, you know, I've shared a lot that goes on with me, with my health. And today I'm having a kind of a semi, I call it a semi off day. And I call it a semi off day because I'm just trying to hold it together. You know, you can do wonderful things with your voice, even though you might be going through. You might not know. And one of the things that helps keeps me together is the beautiful people at Pristine Laundry and Cleaning Services. They take care of the pastor. And I encourage you to contact them if you're in the Chicagoland area and you need help with organization, housework, laundry service, the bomb, okay? Definitely very reasonable prices. They are Definitely some people that are dear and true to my heart, because if without them, I don't know what I would do. God sent them my way. All right. If you want to reach them, 224-212-0125, Pristine Laundry Services. They do free pickup, drop off, 20 to 48 hour turnaround time. They provide the laundry soap and everything like that. They do cleaning, hourly, weekly, spot cleaning, tidy. Call them. Find out what services they can offer you. Tell them JHOMRORG sent you, Sister Poochie. All right, everybody. Let us move on. Let us move on. Let us move on. It is time for us to move into the musical part of the show. And the first thing we need to do is just get into the part of enjoying life. No matter what comes your way, God gives us a reason to rejoice. And we're going to spend the rest of this show praising and worshiping the great I Am. Because that's why he made us, to praise and worship him. Let's get it started. First up on the mic, Happiness Advocate featuring G-Mac all the way from Jamaica.
Okay. Yeah. Advocate alongside G-Mac, you know what I mean?
That was Happiness Advocate featuring G-Mac. All right, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie. All right, it is time. We're going to roll right into it. It is time to let loose. It is time to celebrate our freedom. After a reading that we just did where it clarifies the new agreement that we have with God through Christ and the freedom that that brings, the absolute glory that that encompasses. You have to shout hallelujah, the highest praise to God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for loving us so much to go back to the drawing board to come up with something that was going to save your most beloved creation. And that's what he did for us. And every day, even though it's a struggle and a fight and a battle down here, whether it's mentally or physically and spiritually, torment, all the stuff that we go through doesn't compare to what Christ suffered. And because he suffered, and because he's able to be the Prince of Peace, the reigning King of Joy, he can bestow everything the Father gives him onto us. That's what the freedom comes in. We have freedom through our belief and our faith in Christ. And with that, we're going to roll into the dance break. The first one by Sister Poochie, the next one by our resident DJ, DJ Shaheen. We're going to just stop and just praise and praise and praise him, because he's worthy of the praise. And in that, you're going to listen the second part of the dance breaks. You're going to listen for the message embedded in the mixes, because it's a ministry for DJ Shaheen and myself. So sit back or get up. Let it go. Get the Holy Ghost. Get the Spirit. Let it go. Whew, celebrate your freedom. You just got your freedom papers, everybody. First up is a baptized, fire baptized mix by Sister Poochie. Let's do this.
Dance break with Chicago's very own Sister Poochie. Mixing it up at jhom.org. Go, Pastor! Pastor!
Here I am.
Sister Poochie.
This is my crutch. This is where I heal my hurts. It's in the world I've become, contained in the hum between voice and drum. It's in change, the poetic justice of cause and effect. Respect, love, compassion. This is my church. This is where I heal my hurts. For tonight, God is a DJ.
We'll be right back.
everybody. Catch your breath. Catch your breath. Catch your breath. I hope you got a chance to really, really feel and let loose. If you're just joining me, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry online radio show. I want everybody to definitely go to the website. Follow us on the social medias. We're on all the social medias, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all that stuff. The whole team will be posting videos and content to help strengthen you beyond this show. And when I'm feeling back up to it, I'll go back to the Go Deeper videos. But the rest of the team is working on definitely making sure you have content to continue to feed your soul. All right, everybody, it's time for our resident DJ and his gospel mix. Gospel, hip hop, whatever he feels like throwing in there. You know, we praise all different kinds of ways with all different kinds of genres on here. So, a little bit of something for everybody. Let's sit back and praise God a different way with DJ Shaheen. Same rules apply. Here we go.
It's the world's greatest DJ. You're listening to DJ Shaheen.
Thank you. Ayo, beach house vibes, maneuver the jet ski. Cause I serve a god that parted the Red Sea. Multi-million dollar commercials for Pepsi. See, food stamps to more ice than Gretzky. I don't gotta talk, the Lord defends me. I watched them all fall for going against me. Cause me and all my angels shot the devil up. Look, he was trying to pull me down, I leveled up. Leveled up twice, I leveled up three times. He tapped them and told them she's mine. So even when I cried, I knew I'd be fine. Prepared for a miracle blessing in these times. I praise them, raise them, name it, claim it. Every tune that rises up against me, shame it. I breathe success in and out my lungs. Got the power of life and death coming out my tongue.
name on high, your name on high, be lifted high. Come on, say.
Jesus, we lift your name on high.
You're in the mix.
In the mix.
With DJ Shaim.
Freedom through Christ. I want everybody to reread the reading for the week, 2 Corinthians, the entire third chapter. And remember, we have a new covenant that gave us freedom, that God so loved us that he gave us his son don't live in bondage when you have your freedom papers. Go to jhom.org for all your resources. Also, email the ministry. Contact us. There's 12 eager volunteers just waiting to serve you. And on that note, I need to roll out of here. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. And again, thank you for letting me grace your ears for another Saturday. See you next week. God willing, Pastor's going to go, you know, get her rest. Love you all with the love of Christ. All right, here we go. Okay. You know, I'm having technical difficulties, and don't know why. So give me a second. Ooh, Lord. You know, he's going to get us through, right? Peace.
Oh, Lord, my come.